Good afternoon, everyone, or good evening. It is the 2nd of August 2015. It's 4:45. Some good news. Do you know, it's amazing what a few phone calls can do, and talking to a few people, and what plans people can put together. Some of you may have heard the public boo I put up last week saying that I had stopped training with Iris from home, stopped doing my guide dog training with Iris from home. Well, guide dogs and myself have been in contact. And I have agreed to train with Iris away from home, so residential training. There'll be another person on class with me as well. I believe he's a new applicant, but I'm not sure. I don't know this person at all, so I don't want to say too much publicly about somebody that I don't know. So I'll be starting my training soon. And I'm glad everything seems to be coming together, hopefully, now. I were really surprised, to be honest with you. I were really surprised that they've said that I could still train with Iris, and that they've put this plan together. They've made sure that this other person who will be on class at the same time as me, they've made sure that he's happy enough to train residentially. So that's fine. That's fine by me. And I feel much better because I know now when I do come home with Iris after me, what would it be, 10 days, 12 days training away, that I will be better equipped to know what she needs, and I will have already had a good chance of developing a bond with her and getting some good groundwork in there, so that I'm fully prepared for when I come home to know how to deal with her and to deal with Johnny as well, and being back at home and slotting things into place. So yeah, it's been a pleasant surprise, to be honest. I weren't expecting it. I were expecting to be put back on waiting list and hopefully being matched with another dog. But as it turns out, they must really think that Iris is a good match for me, for him to be doing this. So we'll see how it goes, and I'll try and do. I can smell pie or gravy or something. I mean, it is Sunday, and people will be cooking the Sunday dinners. Yeah, I can smell Sunday dinner. So they must think that she's a good match for me, and must want to get it all sorted out. So there we are, there we have it. So that's some positive news. In the meantime, I will be going out with the old cane, as you've heard previously anyway, and we'll see how it goes. But in a way, it's good for me to use it now and again anyway. I did use it when dogs were poorly. If Gainer were poorly or if Johnny were poorly. I did use it then anyway. So, but it's good to brush up on skills that you haven't used for a while. Just, you know, just in case. Just in case. It's just to have something to fall back upon. So that's that, really. I thought I'd share that news with you all, and thanks to people once again. I really appreciate it for support and messages and things. So, hello, Johnny. Good boy. So you all take care, and I shall speak to you soon and keep you updated on the situation and all the whys, what's and wherefores and what's happening and what's going on. And while I am away, I'll try and do a diary of sorts. Just for people, I don't know, I find it interesting just to compare not only dogs and people, but how people are trained or shown or taught to do things differently. Because I think it, from trainer to trainer, or instructor to, I keep calling them trainers, but instructor to instructor, I think it differs on how they are, not only with the person, but with dogs as well. So, I mean, I know every dog's different, don't get me wrong. But, so we'll do, I'll try and do that. Try and do like a diary thing. And see how we get on anyway. So, I will disappear now. I'm going to my friends in a bit, so I'm going to get ready. Get ready to go to her house. And, I'll do a boo soon when I've got something to boo about. Alright then, bye for now.
Pause recording. Button.